Today, I'm talking about something so important that very few podcast coaches and experts are actually talking about. And, you know, I got to say, it's something you really need to know because it's a thing that every podcaster is going to face and go through at some point in their podcasting journey. And it usually happens at the very first, you know, the first few months after starting a podcast. That is when it's sort of like you either stop or you keep going. And it's about having some of these successful mindset tools in place so that you can keep going and not stop. Okay. So these are three phases of what a podcast goes through. And I'm going to talk about three ways successful podcasters actually navigate these phases and the things that they avoid so they don't stop. All right. So let's dive into these. Okay. I'm going to just go right into it. Okay. So number one, phase number one is called, I call it the fun phase. Now this fun phase, it doesn't have to only be in the beginning. I'm just going to say that now. This is the beginning. The beginning of it is always, it always feels fun. But the goal is, you know, we want to keep that fun. And there's a way to do that if you follow these, okay? Follow these kind of these success mindset principles that I'm going to talk about. Okay, so the fun phase. You're so stoked. This is the time to up-level the value you are already giving to your people, to your clients. With the power of the spoken word, you see that a podcast has that potential. And yeah, you're a little bit nervous, or I should say nervous-sighted, as my client, Melissa Parsons, described when she first started her podcasting journey. But you know what? You're doing it. You're diving in anyway. You're making this baby happen. And also, you're not overthinking things, though. You're taking out the drama, right? And you're going to have drama. I mean, let's face it. But you're really navigating through that. You're really kind of calling BS on those things that create drama and overwhelm. Because you know that you're here for the long game, right? For the bigger picture, for the impact that you're going to have, right? So you're going to dial in that and the patience to do what it takes to nurture your podcast. And you also see the value in working with a podcast expert, you know, a producer, someone that knows the ropes, that knows the steps, that's been there before you, because they're going to help you do things right. And that's exactly what I did with my client, Melissa Parsons. So we launched her podcast. We started from square one, and it was just this step-by-step, you know, yes, it was, there were moments of being nervous and not knowing exactly what the next step was, but I helped her every step of the way to the successful podcast that she has right now. But the thing is, Melissa had these mindset principles in place. Okay, let's move on. Phase number two, I call it the commitment phase. So the honeymoon is over. So you've already, you know, you already have a few episodes out there, right? And you're like, okay, like the honeymoon's over. We've already gone through the launch. We created that buzz. We're getting into a routine. And maybe it feels a little monotonous at this point, right? But you're committed, right? You are being the committed person because you know that the impact that you're creating. So you remember that. That is your reason. That's why you keep going. And let's face it, it's fun. Like you're keeping the fun. Remember the fun that I mentioned? You're keeping the fun factor in. And you're finding the little nuanced ways that you make podcasting your own. And you're not doing it the way that someone said you're supposed to do it, or you're supposed to sit down every week and batch out a month. No, you can if you want to, but you don't have to. Like I will tell you, I've been doing this, little side note, 9+ years. And it's very rare that I batch any more than 2 weeks ahead of time. The only time I do that is if I'm going away on vacation, but I don't, because I enjoy being in the moment, in the topic, you know, the thought that I want to share with my people that week, I'd create my podcast like a week ahead, or I will literally record the week I release it later in the week. So you have to find what works for you. Okay. So if you are working with a producer, you always want to be at least a week ahead. But if you can be 2 weeks ahead and have another episode in the tank, that's going to really set you up for freedom. And it's going to help you to keep that fun phase, the fun factor going. Okay. Trust me on this, because being organized and being a little bit ahead creates freedom so that you can find those little open white spaces to have fun, to enjoy life, to not be like tethered to your microphone, because that's dreadful. Okay. We don't want that. So remembering this commitment phase, you're on a mission, yet you do see that it takes work and dedication, but you knew that already. And you know, this isn't going to shake you, right? Because your compelling reason is driving the bus. You made the decision ahead of time to be AIS, ass in seat. If you've ever seen Everyone Loves Raymond, you'll know what AIS, you should totally see if you can look that, Google it, whatever, but find that episode. It's hilarious. But you made the decision to be AIS no matter what. Okay. You already decided. You invested in this experience called a podcast. You're not going anywhere. You're here for the process, not the outcome. I'm going to repeat that again. You are here for the process, not the outcome. Because I want you to check yourself with that. What is the outcome? Like, we're here for this experience, this journey, this body of work, this teaching tool, this way to, you know, to infuse our words, our meaningful words into the minds and the hearts of the people who are listening to us. We want to make that impact. That's huge for you. So this is what's going to keep you inspired and moving and doing the work, even when it becomes monotonous. Like, you're like that skilled craftswoman at work, doing the work. All right, let's move on. So phase three is the love phase. Okay, like love, when you have love, it's unshakable, right? So you already have the commitment. So you're not going anywhere. This is the process, like in a loving relationship, the responsibility of the loving relationship, right? Okay. So here's just an example of what that mindset could look like for the successful podcaster. Okay. You met your pod fade brain for the first time. You know, it's that brain that wants you to stop. And it wants you to believe it's not working. But you're committed. Remember, you already figured that out in the last phase. You're committed. You are being the person who is committed. And you knew your brain would dish out all the BS that tells you to stop or to tweak it or to rebrand or whatever. You're thinking you need to have downloads, okay? Forget the downloads. It almost reminds me of, like, you know, when someone says on a weight loss journey, or like when you want to, you know, have better, you know, you want to focus on wellness and health, they say ditch the scale. Like, the scale makes you feel so small when you're focused on a number. It's almost like when you're like, I'm just going to use this quick example. This just came to mind. So I just found this, she's a trainer, she's a fitness expert. Her name is Michelle Roots. And she's like this, like, she just has like the body that, like, I envision for myself, and that I've, you know, like, it's a body of health and wellness, right? And was talking at length about the scale and how she just doesn't even look at it anymore. And she said, you know what? I'm 152 pounds. And if I go to the doctor, they want to weigh me and they're going to tell me I'm overweight. Now, let me tell you something. If you look up Michelle Roots, you're going to be like, what? Like, and she's not like a 5'10", you know, like, she's an average, you know, height woman, maybe 5'4", 5'5", 152 pounds. Like, hello. Like, she is, like, she looks, when I first saw her, I thought she's petite, she's small, she's little, but she's so, like, you know, she's so in shape She's the picture of health. Now, usually we think a woman who's 5'4", who weighs 152 pounds, is overweight. So podcast downloads are the same way. They don't tell you the whole story. You may think that downloads equals success, just like reaching 138 pounds on the scale means you're a success. That doesn't, right? So I want you to realize and to see how, you know, one-sided that is and how limiting that is for all of the other gifts, you know, all the other things that you get to see on your podcasting experience, okay? Because remember, you're here for life, for better, for worse, right? I mean, that's obviously, that's like the analogy. I love this analogy because it's like, you know, you're here for life, for better, for worse, whatever that means for the life of your podcast, right? Because what it means is you're not going to jump ship because your limiting thoughts tell you it's not working. Or like you're trying all the things in the diet, but the scale keeps going up. Forget this. I'm going to go have a piece of cake, right? You know what I'm saying? I love how I just came up with this weight loss analogy. This is really kind of, it's just like perfect. It is. So you're in the love phase. You have the mindset tools in place to diffuse the scarcity and the perfectionistic thinking pretty quickly because you remember why you are here. You are like the craftswoman at work. Remember that? Like, look, like you're diligently working. You know, you're like, you know, carving the, I don't know why I'm thinking of the stones person at the cathedral, tapping away at the stone, because that's on one of the tarot cards, you know, the pentacles. I'm going to say it's the 8 of pentacles or the 9 of pentacles. I can't remember, but you're perfecting your craft. You're doing the work. Sometimes it may not be sexy, but it's deep, rich, and meaningful. And that is the payoff for you. And you also see the immense impact your podcast is making, not only for your clients, but for you, for yourself. And you're all in on doing it for the process, not the outcome. Okay, so those are the three, right? The three phases and what the successful podcasters do in each of those phases. The fun phase is the first one. The commitment phase is phase number two. And then you have the love phase, if you make it, if you make it. So most people only, they only get past the fun phase. They barely make it to the commitment phase. And if they stop, they're not making it to the love phase. So the successful podcaster is going through all of these phases. Because here's what happens. Here's what typically happens to most new podcasts, right? To most. I'm not saying all. The cream rises to the top, right? I want you to be that cream. So here's what typically happens to most podcasts. They fall off somewhere between step two, you know, phase two. Like they fall off around phase two, which is usually the first 10-ish episodes. Maybe they make it to 20, but they rarely make it to step three. Like I said, to phase three, because, you know, it's just so sad because you never really gave your podcast a chance to begin with. And when you're ready, when you finally get to phase three, it's like just when things are ready to cook, right? And they pod fade because they wanted quicker results. They were not focusing on the process. They were focusing on the outcome, right? They kept looking at the number on the scale. And so they jumped ship and they decided to have the piece of cake instead. They created a podcast only because they wanted it to get something, right? Get clients, get downloads. That's flimsy. That's one-sided. That's never going to work if that's your number one reason. They became attached to thinking downloads equaled success, forgetting that metrics do not equal the human connection your listeners get through your powerful words each and every week. That is the metric that matters. And they never decided ahead of time that they would play that long game and do it for fun. No matter how long it took, they're doing it for life, whatever the life of the podcast means, not because they jumped ship because of the scarcity thoughts. So after 9+ years of podcasting, let me tell you, I have gained some killer wisdom in these areas. And this is it. So take these tips to heart and you will be a success. You will be like Melissa Parsons. You will be like my other clients who are like now over in the 200s, like without fail. Every week, a podcast. They're here. They're dialed. They see that bigger vision, right? They forget about the metrics and the downloads because you know what? They're meaningless if that is the main focus. These successful clients see the bigger picture. If you want to succeed, I'm just going to repeat it again because it's that important. Do it for the process, not the outcome at all costs. Like forget about the outcome. Just put that, just X that out. This is what I got for you, okay? I want to help you. I want to help be your guide to avoid these pitfalls that I just mentioned so you can show up in each of these three phases like a successful podcaster that I know you are and you know you are too. If you're at that place where you're like, I want to start, I'm going to launch, I'm ready. Because here's what it is. It's a total white gloves experience. What that means is I do the work. I get behind the curtain. I get under the hood. You record your episodes, your content, the meaning, the meaningful words, and I do the rest. I put it all together. It's like I'm putting on my magazine editor's hat again. I love this stuff. I love it. And I came to this conclusion because, you know, I just realized that I'm making something for you. I love the part of getting in and all those moving parts. So let me be the expert and do that for you so you can be the expert, right? And help your baby birds. Give them the solution that you provide in each one of your episodes, okay? This is the best no-brainer thing that you can do right now if you're wanting to make magic behind the microphone. So what I do for you is it allows you to be that guide for your people to focus exclusively on your message. And then I amplify and animate your words by producing an epic podcast episode every single week. All right. I'll see you next time.